We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. What is going on in Seattle? There's a bunch of people talking about that. We brought it up yesterday on the show, how on Monday, a bunch of protesters took over a six-block area of Seattle, and that included one police precinct. And what's interesting is...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The mayor of Seattle and the police chief of the Seattle, Washington Police Department, they're both women. And they both deny making the call to abandon the police precinct. Much like what happened in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and again, this is all in the wake of the George Floyd killing by a former Minneapolis police officer. I remember when it happened in Minneapolis, they lit one of the police precinct buildings on fire and the cops just left. They took off. I'd never seen that before in my life. And so people in Seattle, they got their idea from that. Now, there was no fire at the Seattle police precinct. They just took it over and the cops left. They just left. And now the mayor and their police chief both deny making that call. Somebody had to tell the cops, all right, get out of there. Somebody, because the cops aren't just going to leave the police precinct and let a bunch of protesters take over their police precinct.
It depends, man. It depends on the morale of the police officers. I can see some of them probably voluntarily throwing their hands up, say, hey, you know what? This isn't worth it. I'm just going to go ahead and go home.
Yeah, Coleman, the leadership in Seattle is in disarray. And those protesters, they want the mayor, whose name is Jenny Durkin, They want her out. They're chanting. They want her out. Meanwhile, her and the police chief, her name is Carmen Best. As a matter of fact, the protesters want both of those two, the mayor and the police chief, to resign. One of them joked yesterday they were thinking about a Thelma and Louise moment. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
What, are they going to drive off a cliff? Sorry, I didn't mean to spoil it for you. What are they going to do?
At least they're keeping their sense of humor throughout all this.
This is a six-block area of Seattle. It's called an autonomous zone. The mayor actually called the protesters, the people who took it over, the people who want her to resign, she called them patriotic. And evidently, it's become a vegan food paradise. There's people walking around. It's like, maybe it's like an old Grateful Dead show. There are people walking around the blocks passing out vegan food. I don't think there's any meat byproducts. So
but isn't there also racketeering going on over there?
I read where there are a few people, a few of the protesters who do have guns. They are exercising their Second Amendment rights. And I read that they are going into some businesses. Look, I don't want to say shaking them down. Now all of a sudden they're the police protection, like the mafia. I don't know if I'd go that far. But I've heard a few instances where they are going into businesses with guns saying, hey, now we're the ones who are protecting you here.
Hey, look, I got some, I found some live feed of what's going on in Seattle right now. Hold on.
This is a slow-moving disaster, and stay tuned. But at some point, the cops have to move in, and the cops have to... Give me back my precinct. They got to get back to work over there. Fascinating stuff going on in the city of Seattle, Washington. All right, coming up on the show, protesters yesterday protested outside of City Hall, the Idiot Box here in New Orleans, and they were demanding no more police. And while they were doing that, a woman got shot in the chest. Right near where they were protesting to get rid of the police. We'll have more on that coming up. We have a lot to do on the show today. Hang out with us. And we're rocking, as always, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Yesterday, outside of City Hall here in New Orleans, the Idiot Box, there was a protest, and they were demanding to defund the New Orleans Police Department. It was a group called Take 'Em Down NOLA, and they want all of the white supremacist statues down, including the Andrew Jackson statue. They want that statue down. And last week when there were protests here in New Orleans, there were rumors going around that they were going to try to take that down. So they locked up Jackson Square there, where people couldn't get in because they wanted to take down. And this isn't the first time they wanted to take down the Andrew Jackson statue, because Andrew Jackson was a slave owner back in the day, and again. This group, they want all of the statues of white supremacists taken down. The Confederate monuments started something for them. The Civil War guys, they wanted those guys down a couple of years ago, and now Andrew Jackson, he literally led a ragtag army against England. Mm-hmm. In the War of 1812 to save New Orleans. We've always said, if they didn't win that battle of 1812 here in New Orleans in Chalmette, if they didn't win that battle, if England got New Orleans and won that battle, and England had a lot more men, they had more equipment, more guns, better stuff, but Andrew Jackson and a bunch of guys from around here, they fended them off. They fought them off, and they won. But if England won, some historians, Coleman, say that England not only would have taken control of New Orleans and all of this part of Louisiana, they very well could have taken control of the rest of the United States of America from here out to California, out to the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, yeah, because New Orleans is a port city.
Yeah.
All these cents. But Andrew Jackson also owned slaves. And if you know anything about, 2020, we judge people by their worst actions, not their best actions. From Andrew Jackson all the way to Jimmy Fallon, to Kevin Hart, to the late Kobe Bryant. We always take the worst in humanity, judging by that, and that's how we.
So yesterday at that rally outside of City Hall, the Idiot Box here in New Orleans, that's what they were, again, defunding the police, take down the monuments, that kind of stuff. While they were saying defund the police, a block away from where they were, a woman got shot in the chest. She's going to be all right. Authorities are saying they think it's unrelated to the rally there because the person who shot the woman in the chest knew the woman.
So it's personal.
So, but how many times, I mean, I've lived here a long time. I've never seen a woman get shot right outside of City Hall, Duncan Plaza. But like I said, she's in stable condition, which is good news. And today in Jefferson Parish, there's going to be another similar rally. Black Lives Matter are rallying today right at Veterans in North Causeway near the Lakeside Mall. They're organizing at 5:30, and they're going to have a march at 6 o'clock. I have a feeling there'll be plenty of Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Deputy police presence there.
Well, the last protest last week they had in Jefferson Parish went by pretty smoothly. It was down Ames Boulevard. That was for the other guy who got shot on Ames Boulevard. They had a peaceful protest. They went from Ames, then they went to they had another one where they went to the sheriff's office, and those two went out without a hitch. And that weekend, they had a few protests in New Orleans for George Floyd, and those went by peacefully. So hopefully that trend continues, and these rallies that's coming up later also go through without a hitch.
Yeah, so that's going to be today. Again, they're having a Black Lives Matter rally and then a march. Again, 5:30. That's what time people are showing up. They start marching at 6, and it's on Veterans at North Causeway right near the Lakeside Mall. Hey, full disclosure, you know what's right over there too? Diamonds Direct. It's the best place to buy diamond jewelry if you're in the area. Check that out. All right, coming up on the show. Are you a Sopranos fan? Remember the television show The Sopranos? News broke yesterday that the creator and the writer of The Sopranos, David Chase, he let slip what happened in the final episode when the screen went black.
Uh-oh, spoiler alert.
Yeah, we have a spoiler alert. I'm gonna tell you what happened because they have a movie coming out next year. It's a prequel. It's called The Saints of Newark. And I don't know if they were gonna say at some point along in that movie what happened to Tony Soprano. But David Chase, when he was having a meeting with a few people, he let it slip what happened. And I was shocked. That's coming up. We're going to tell you what he said, and I'm going to warn you if you don't want to find out. I know it's been 10 years, but if you don't want a spoiler, I'm going to warn you, but I'm going to tell you what happened to Tony Soprano coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Today, June 12th, is Democracy Day in Nigeria. Nigerians are observing the holiday by sending fraudulent emails. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Boy, the expenses have come out about what it cost us for the Montreal Convention Center to be turned into basically a hospital for coronavirus.
$1 million.
A lot more than that. Now, I've mentioned this a couple of times on the show. They put 1,000 beds. They transformed the Montreal Convention Center into basically a COVID-19, a coronavirus treatment center. They set up 1,000 beds, and they were prepared to set up another 1,000 on top of that. So they were set up for 2,000 beds because they were afraid that the hospitals around here were going to get overrun. They didn't even come close. Listen to some of these numbers. They said at any time, there were 12 doctors and or nurses for every one patient who was in there. 12 to 1. Is that it cost just under $200 million.
Cha-ching!
$192 million. By the way, the federal government is supposed to pay 75% of that. The state of Louisiana is supposed to pick up the other 25% of that. Remember, this is $192 million. They figure at any time, like I mentioned, they had so many more doctors and nurses compared to patients. And the money that they were making, the registered nurses were earning $243 an hour. The nurse practitioners earned $328 an hour. And the physicians, the doctors, earned $350 an hour. There were EMTs and paramedics who had either absolutely nothing to do or very, very little to do, and they were paid anywhere from $105 to $135 an hour.
Sounds like an easy gig.
It was, Coleman, because there were hardly anybody in there. maybe over the course of a couple of months, a couple of hundred people there, but at any time, like I mentioned, there was 12 doctors and or nurses for every person that actually went in there and needed one of those beds. They didn't need most of those beds.
Now, I'm trying to figure out how are they going to pick up the tab, the state and the federal government, if there's no tax revenue, no fines, no tickets, no businesses. There's no tax revenue going, so how are they going to pick up the tab?
Well, the feds are supposed to pick up 75% of the almost $200 million tab. Dude, the city of New Orleans doesn't have two nickels to rub together. They're already saying they're $170 million. They have a shortfall this year in their budget. They can't pay for anything. The state would pick up the other 25%. But what an incredible waste of money. And again, they said, let's err on the side of caution. We better be safe than sorry. But they never needed to turn the Montreal Convention Center into a hospital. And it's costing taxpayers upwards of $200 million, and they only had a couple of handfuls of patients.
You know what's funny? Some would say, well, yeah, we can say that now in retrospect. Yeah. Retrospect is 2020. But if you go listen to our podcast before we started broadcasting from home, we predicted it. We was like, look, maybe we're going a little bit too overboard. I'm on record of saying that I think we're going overboard now. You know, now that we're reopening and we're in phase two, you can go back and listen. I was probably right.
Yeah, just an absolutely egregious amount of money spent and no return. And again, they were being safe, but financially, we're sorry now.
Yeah, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, coming up on the show, The Sopranos ending. Was leaked. It was actually the creator, David Chase, was having a meeting with some people and he let it slip. And those people said, oh my God, you just told us what happened. We're gonna get into that coming up on the show. I know what happened to Tony Soprano. I know it's been 10 years, but there's a movie coming out soon. Next year, it's a prequel called The Saints of Newark. So when we talk about this coming up, I'm gonna tell you, I got a spoiler coming up. But I know what happened to Tony Soprano. We're going to let you know here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. According to the Global Peace Index, the United States is the 121st most peaceful nation on Earth. 121st? Those are fighting words, man. What the hell's wrong with them? Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Good morning. John Osterlund here with you. You know, first, Paramount Network canceled the TV show Cops. Then the A&E network canceled the TV show Live PD. Now, we've been getting a lot of calls here at Bayou 95.7 pressuring us to stop playing the police. But we're not gonna buckle because the police is a great band. What a fantastic trio. Love the police. Always have. Do you know how out of control the cancel culture is?
I'm beginning to realize it, yes.
Who was it? The cartoon Yosemite Sam.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to be able to carry a gun anymore. They're taking his gun away from him.
Him and Elmer Fudd.
Him and they're cartoons. But the cancel culture really is, and they better be careful. And if you've listened to our show, we've talked about the cancel culture before. In my opinion, social media is what gave birth to the cancel culture, because everybody is sitting somewhere and everybody has a voice and everybody's got a device either in their hand or in front of them where they can take it to the world and on social media and put it in front of people's faces. But the cancel culture people, they better be careful because they're going to do something or say something or whatever the case may be one day, and the cancel culture will try to cancel them.
That happened. That happened recently. There was a woman on Twitter who tried to get something she didn't like canceled, like a professor or something. I wish I'd have remembered the name. And then when she got him canceled, they went back and found her Twitter page where she says something like 7 years ago, and they tried to get her canceled. So, yeah, it does come back to bite them in the rear end every now and then.
Yeah, and we've seen that several times. Well, here's another perfect example of the cancel culture being out of control. I don't watch the show America's Got Talent, but I just read something that happened on that show the other night. Heidi Klum is one of the judges.
She's a babe.
Huh. And evidently, the other night on America's Got Talent, there was a plus-size contestant who was doing something, whatever that contestant's talent was, and Heidi Klum hit her X button to say, you're finished. You know, before this person, this quote-unquote plus-size person, was finished. Well, that angered many, many people. And now Heidi Klum has come under fire for rejecting that plus-size contestant on America's Got Talent. Heidi Klum is 47 years old now. She's another one. You know, we were talking about Jennifer Aniston the other day, mm-hmm. over 50 years old. Elizabeth Hurley, who we put up her bikini picture. She just turned 55. My God, I remember when 55 was old. And if you haven't seen the Elizabeth Hurley bikini picture, we've got it for you on our website at bayou957.com. It's something how in this day and age, in the year 2020, so many women who, quote unquote, older women, they don't look their age anymore. I think that's absolutely fantastic. And Heidi Klum looks great. She's 47 now. But she was called out for X-ing out someone who was overweight on America's Got Talent, and she was called cruel, she was called a bully, and all she was doing was doing her job as a judge
mm-hmm.
on America's Got Talent. Here's what one person tweeted. I don't care how Heidi Klum justifies that buzzer, I am canceling you, hashtag AGT. There's the cancel culture. They actually use the C word. I'm canceling you.
I think they're starting to take pride in it.
Here's another person from that episode of America's Got Talent that wasn't happy with Heidi Klum, the judge. Heidi has ignored some horrible acts, but she chose this one to respond to. A young lady who has already been rejected based on her looks. She could have delivered her opinion without the buzzer. This is
the buzzer is how they share their opinion.
This is what happens when you give all children trophies when they don't win things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what happens when they grow up.
But here's the thing. The woman in that tweet said, this woman has been rejected her whole life. Well, how'd she get on America's Got Talent? You have to be talented just to get on the show. You can't just go on the show. So she couldn't have been rejected if she was actually on the show and on television. I've never been on America's Got Talent.
Coleman,
and I've got talent.
Some upset viewers demanded that Heidi Klum should no longer work on that show, America's Got Talent. One tweeted, Heidi needs to go. Cancel. We need to get to a point in our country where if people don't like something, okay, you're not going to like everything in life. You don't go for the throat with everything that you don't like.
But see, here's the deal, John. It's not about whether it's appropriate or not or whose feelings is hurt. It's about power. They want to be able to control what you consume. They feel like they know better than you. They feel like they're the end-all, be-all, and their entitlement is like, hey, look, I have this power. I know it's right. You're wrong. I'm canceling you. It's the same mentality of people who's on Facebook and Twitter. They find pleasure in blocking people. If you don't like this, I'm blocking you. They find pleasure in unfriending people. If you disagree with me, unfriend me. It's about the being able to control the reaction of other people. It's about power when it boils down to it.
Not cool. Whatever happened to being able to agree to disagree? And one person tweeted, Heidi Klum is just another bully on the playground. Just because the America's Got Talent judge, Heidi Klum, buzzed out a woman who was overweight.
Right. Now, here's the deal. Let's say that the woman wasn't overweight and she was a little thinner and she did the exact same talent or dance or whatever she got buzzed for and she got buzzed. Would anybody have a problem with it? Or is it just because she was a little overweight that we had to give her a pass and say, well, look, she's overweight, so don't buzz her?
I have hope, Coleman, because I think at some point, America, and whether it's the younger generation, they're not going to be like this, because you never want to be like your parents. You never want to be like the people in the generation before you. And I think hopefully we'll see a 180 when it comes to the cancel culture and blocking and unfriending and things. If you don't like something, so what? You don't like it. Agree to disagree. Move on. Or have an intelligent conversation where you can bring up your points to try to prove that person wrong. But that's not the world we live in right now. Not here in America, 2020. But now Heidi Klum is being categorized as a bully because she, as an America Got Talent judge, buzzed out an overweight woman who some people liked. It's incredible. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Today's June 12th, 1 week away from the official start of summer. But today is also World Against Child Labor Day, or as it's called in China, June 12th. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. Classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. Did you like the television show The Sopranos?
She was a hooah.
I love The Sopranos. It was an event on Sunday nights. I remember back in the days when The Sopranos were on, a new episode was coming on, friends would come over, and it really was. It was an event. And, so many people, including me, were upset with the way the show ended. And if you watch The Sopranos, you remember the way the show ended, it just faded to black. Something was about to happen, and the screen went black, and that was it. It was over.
I remember you told me everybody thought that the cable companies went down or something happened with the connection. They started calling HBO to make sure something. Like, they didn't know that was how it ended. They thought it was an error.
Yeah, I looked out the window to see if there was a storm and something knocked out the cable, Coleman. That's true. Well, it's been 10 years now
I've known you for 10 years?
Well, it's been 10 years since the Sopranos episode.
Right. Just memories about you arguing, like you yelling about it. Like, damn, I've known you a long time, son.
Well, hang on. It's been a little longer than that. But anyways, right. It's been a while. Well, the creator of the Sopranos, David Chase is his name. He just did a roundtable interview the other day, and he had a Freudian slip. He accidentally spoiled the final scene. And I'm about to tell you what happened. And I'm giving you the chance now. I don't want to spoil. And the reason why is because early next year in 2021, there's a movie coming out. It's a prequel to The Sopranos. It's called The Saints of Newark. And maybe at some point in that, they're going to say what happened to Tony Soprano in that final scene in the diner in New Jersey.
All right. Spoiler alert in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
David Chase was asked at a roundtable interview recently, and I'm quoting, "When you said there was an end point, you don't mean Tony at the diner. You just meant, I think I have 2 more years worth of stories left in me." To which David Chase answered with this bombshell. "Yes, I think I had that death scene around 2 years before the end, but we didn't do that." And then the guys at the round table said, "You realize, of course, you just referred to that as the death scene." David Chase said, "Bleep you guys," realizing his blunder.
He got mad at them.
Yeah. He let it slip. Tony Soprano got whacked in the diner. And I have a couple of more questions. His wife, Carmelo, was sitting right next to him. His son, AJ, was sitting right across from him. Now, look, wives and children are off limits in the Italian mafia. So hopefully the guy who shot Tony sitting there in the diner didn't hit one of them. And of course, Meadow, the daughter, was walking in the front door of the diner because she had a difficult time parking the car, if you remember the final scene of The Sopranos. But he just leaked it the other day. David Chase, creator of The Sopranos, leaked Tony got whacked in that diner while that Journey song, Don't Stop Believin', was playing.
I'm predicting that right now, if that does have something to do with the prequel, there's a lot of rewrites going on as we speak.
Well, and we gave people the warning if they didn't want to hear. So how about that? Wouldn't you have liked to seen that?
Anything better than how it ended originally.
That's what
yes.
I mean. You invested almost a decade of your life watching that show once a week at least.
And this was back before binge watching, before Netflix. So you literally had to commit to it every Sunday.
Yes. I would have rather seen that than wait another 10 years or 12 years to find out that that's what happened. Well, that's just what happened here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. According to a new survey, 10% of people admit to checking their cell phones during sex. That's unbelievable. What's so important that it can't wait a couple of minutes? It's Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. Last night on Turner Classic Movies, they did a jazz night. And living here in New Orleans, the birthplace of jazz, I was fascinated. They showed back-to-back movies, 2 biopics. They had the Glenn Miller story, and then they had the Gene Krupa story. Now, Glenn Miller, he was a guy, big band leader. He was a trombone player. And from 1939 to 1942, he literally had 100, 200 hits. He had a couple of hundred hits. I mean, just one after another, after another. I mean, you'll never see anything like that again. And again, swing, jazz, big band, whatever you want to call it. That was a fascinating movie. And then right after that, the Gene Krupa story. Gene Krupa was one of the best drummers ever. A lot of people have heard, a lot of people that are into music have heard of Buddy Rich. Buddy Rich was always known as one of the greatest drummers who ever lived. Well, Gene Krupa was right there with Buddy Rich. And the Gene Krupa story was something because he got arrested for marijuana possession. And the way they played that up in the movie, you know, you're talking about, again, you're talking about the 1940s with Krupa. You know, marijuana was still, the way they talked about it, you know, hey, you got the reefer, you dope addict. And the headlines.
Smoke weed every day.
After he got arrested, dope addict Krupa arrested, you know, arrested with the reefer. You know, he had a lot of the reefers on him. Like when someone would offer him a joint and say, hey, and he'd say, hey, is that the reefers? And it's funny. I mean, the stuff is legal now. It's literally legal. You can, in a bunch of states, you could walk into a store and buy the reefers legally. But the way they portrayed it in the movie was absolutely hilarious. And I thought it was fascinating. Again, I'm a big music fan. Rock obviously is my favorite. But living in New Orleans, jazz, the musicianship is just insane. I mean, the greatest musicians play jazz. That's the toughest music to play. And when you watch Gene Krupa play the drums, and you could see videos of him, and I brought up Buddy Rich as well, because those were the two names in the world of drums for many years that were the biggest. But it was funny after like he tried smoking, and the actor Sal Mineo is the guy who played Gene Krupa, and they taught him how to play drums. Now, he didn't play in the movie, but he just looked like he was playing in the movie, and he looked like, and Gene Krupa actually taught him how to look like a good drummer. Looked like he was playing a really sick jazz drum stuff, solos and things like that. But, you know, he tried marijuana, and when he tried it, he said, I'm not going to do it anymore. He says, my hands were shaking. The sticks were slipping out of my hands. I was a mess. Just the way they portrayed marijuana was every bit as interesting as the actual story itself of Gene Krupa.
I wonder what kind of strain he had back then, man. It seems like some hard, potent stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if you looked at him, you looked like he was just shooting heroin through his eyeballs or something like that. But no, he was smoking the reefers.
Well, that was back in the good old days when they had cocaine and Coca-Cola, so.
Yeah, well, I think that was a little bit after. I think they'd already taken the coke out of the coke at that point, Coleman. Hey, coming up on the show, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. So Facebook, the company, it looks like when the whole coronavirus pandemic thing is completely over, Facebook is allowing employees to work from home permanently. Well, why not? I mean, when they're at the office, they're on Facebook all day. So when they're at home, they can be on Facebook all day too. So, you know, I think you're gonna notice that with a lot of companies, they're going to be making changes, because I think a lot of companies are going to be saying, we don't need to be spending as much money as we spend. There's so many people that can work from home that can do things. Why do we need them to come into the office and such?
And I have realized a lot of the meetings that we had in the past could have just been text messages.
Yeah, or Zoom now. It'll be either text messages or Zoom to make you put some clothes on for a meeting. Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all week since today's Friday. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. Time now for us to tell you the dumbest thing I read all week. Embattled mayor of Seattle calls protesters who took over the autonomous zone in their city patriotic. Have you seen what's going on in Seattle? There's a six-block area of Seattle that they ran the cops out of. As a matter of fact, there is a police precinct there, but the protesters took it over. And the police just left. Now, why they left is still a big question. Both the police chief of Seattle and the mayor of Seattle, who are both women, by the way, they both deny making the call to tell the police, just leave that police precinct. Now, we saw this in Minneapolis, Minnesota, in the wake of the murder of George Floyd by the former Minneapolis police officer. We saw the police precinct in Minneapolis burn. It was on fire. I watched it on television, and all the cops just left. Never seen that before. Well, in Seattle, they took over a 6 or 7 block radius, and that police precinct that's in that radius, they just left. Now, they haven't lit that on fire in Seattle yet, but it's empty. And they covered up the word police on the building, and it's now an autonomous zone. And again, the mayor, who, by the way, both the mayor and the police chief, these protesters want out. They're chanting that they want the mayor out and they want the police chief out. They want them both removed.
Well, can't they do that at the ballot box?
No. And the mayor is calling these people patriots. And by the way, so the cops just left. This has been going on for a few days now. And the businesses that are in that area, people with guns and masks, these are basically domestic terrorists. If you want to call them protesters, rioters, whatever you want to call them, domestic terrorists, whatever you want to call them, they have guns, they have masks, and they're going into businesses, and the reports are they're telling the businesses, if you want protection, we don't have police anymore, you have to pay us. It's like the mafia. It's like they're shaking them down. And they're not, the only journalists they're letting in there is journalists who agree with them. They're not going to let any journalist in who disagree with them and who are going to write negative things about them. And when I say let them in, they pretty much walled off a 6 or 7 block.
That's what those bricks were for that they were dropping off at random protest sites. Ah, now it makes sense.
These are the people that don't want borders. Yet they put borders up around their quote-unquote autonomous zone. I don't know how long the police in Seattle are going to let this go on.
Not the police are going to, it's going to take the National Guard to intervene.
So again, some of these people have guns. They're exercising their Second Amendment right. But when they use those guns to go into businesses and say, we are now your protection and you're going to have to, you know, take care of us. They're basically, this is like communist stuff.
Yeah, when you said they're letting certain people in the media in, that is very North Korean of them.
Yeah, this is like a little communist section now of Seattle that they're calling the autonomous zone. But anyways, the Seattle mayor, who they want out, has called these people patriotic. That's the dumbest thing I read all week.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
On Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. If you're on Facebook, keep an eye on your Facebook friends, because mental health experts say people on Facebook that use the words bury, die, and kill are probably psychopaths. And by the way, those three words should raise red flags on dating websites as well. It's our commercial free ride Right now, we're in it. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.